Hi, how are you going?
Just a few questions. First of all,
how does the pricing model actually affect your decisions in that case? Because you're sort of just speculating on the underlying increase in the fall, and you sort of take for granted what the option is trading at.
Yep.
It doesn't really affect whether you want to buy it or not at that time, does it?
Well, in terms of it, you'd be looking at it, like, if you're just speculating, you'd be looking at it from the point of view of, you know, are you happy to accept that?
Yeah.
Like, getting the price of the option is probably the easiest part, because you can look in the market, and if there's no market, you can request a quote, and then you'll get a price.
Okay.
So it's really a matter of, are you willing to accept it?
Okay. So, I mean, there are a lot of pricing models out there, and there must be an advantage to having a more accurate pricing model. Is there, you know, is there money to be made in actually looking for mispriced options? Like, if everyone's
through a retail client,
so if everyone's using sort of one options pricing model and they're happy to base their decisions off that, and that's actually incorrect, does that mean all the options start trading at the wrong value for some amount of time?
It's pretty unlikely. There's one model out there which has the majority of the market share, i.e. everybody. Incorrectly priced options do happen.
Yep.
That said, the odds of a retail client ever hitting it before somebody else gets it,
okay,
I would say zero.
So what about the more complicated strategies where you're sort of maintaining like a hedge position throughout the whole life? Like, are people doing that, or is this what options trading is?
It's pretty rare. In terms of options trading, like, if you're talking things like, I guess, delta hedging.
Is that too expensive to do for a week just because of the number of trades you've got to do?
Correct.
So how are people doing it? They've become
a lot of the stuff you're talking about, like, have you done finance at uni?
No, engineering, but I'm getting into it.
All right. A lot of the stuff you look at, and you'll even see it on the ASX website, finance at uni is guilty of it. They don't look at the real prices of the trade from the point of view of, could you make money from it?
Yeah, so the brokers will kill you along
the
way.
Oh, the brokers will kill you,
yeah.
No doubt about it. If you're, like, for a market maker who's doing that, they're not even paying the full $1.30 options fee. They're paying much less. And by much less, they're paying, like, a tenth of it.
Okay.
So just the cost of the ASX is charging, without even looking at brokerage, if you were trading every few minutes, or even every hour for a month, you wouldn't make any money.
So the professional traders who are doing those types of things, where are they doing it from? Are they doing it from inside organisations?
There's a whole lot of
banks, okay.
Banks, finance houses, you're basically your own broker.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of tech, like, available from just scan bookstores that have sort of strategies like that, and they're obviously sold to retail, but it's just impossible to do it.
They're sold to retail. In America, you may be able to do it. And I emphasize that word "may" because I'm not a firm believer in that you could. It'd be more likely that you could, because over in the US, you're looking at lower transaction costs from an exchange point of view.
Yep.
Lower transaction costs from a broker point of view, and smaller contract sizes. So it's more maneuverable in terms of getting that closer to the hedge, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, so generally when we talk about options trading here, we're just talking about supply call, hope stock price increases.
Or that kind of thing, or strategies around stock. Trying to do that, you know, trying to beat the system in Australia, it ain't going to work. Even in the US, I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
Because the thing to keep in mind is banks have mainframes that are running calculations on multiple models all the time.
Yep.
And no human being can beat a computer in this regard.
So they're sort of automatically trading.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as they see something that's bang, you wouldn't have time for a human to even hit OK. It's going to take some serious programming, but there's a lot of money in it if you can do it.
Oh, good. All right.
Thanks, Justin.